I have dreamed that your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you when you're close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. What it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. Just sing. Just sing. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view.
As the roles changed, and I grew up, it was inevitable that I would start singing love songs. And then came Miss Saigon, a great love story. Kim falls passionately in love with Chris. I had never even been in a relationship. I didn't know what to do. So I asked the women in the cast, I asked the straight men in the cast, I asked the gay men in the cast to tell me about love. And their answer was the same. You just know. Not helpful. Next, I went to my mother. Mom, what is it like to be in love?
I know. When you're with him, you touch his face, he touches your face.
So here I was, conservative, Catholic, 18 years old, having to do these intense love scenes with an actor 10 years older than me. Finally, we're in tech, and Nicholas Heitner, our director, stops the rehearsal. At this point in the day, my leading man and I are on stage, in bed. Nick tells me to get out of the bed, and then he gets into the bed, and then he starts demonstrating. It was odd, but I finally understood. I learned about love watching Nick Heitner get it on with a straight man on stage at the Drury Lane. Saigon was life-changing in so many ways. As we were developing the show, we went through countless drafts of so many different songs. One day, you'd fall in love with one song, and then the next day, it would be gone. There were so many beautiful songs that never made it to the Broadway production. Here's one that not many people have heard.